think one of the things that America has to face is the reality that it is an empire.
No, you must use it. You must use it because it make you rebel. Against what?
They were in front of Radio 8, shooting at the station.
No es un crimen defender nuestros propios derechos como pueblos indígenas.
¡Vivos se los llevaron! ¡Vivos los queremos!
Greetings and blessings. Welcome to a very special International Podcast Day 2020 edition of Travelog Media. I'm Jason Claro in Quetzaltenango, Guatemala. Thanks for tuning in. In this edition, I'll talk about some of my favorite podcasts, the 15th annual Dollar for Dollar Culture and History Tour, and hopefully I can inspire you to create your own podcast. Stick around. Thanks again for joining me on this very special International Podcast Day 2020 edition of Travelog Media. It's really a cool event. I look forward to it every year. I can discover new podcasts, check out some of the things podcasters all over the world have been doing, connect with listeners. It's just a really cool time. All throughout the day on September 30th, International Podcast Day, the organizers at IPD put together a live stream featuring talks by podcasters all around the world on various subjects related to the world of podcasting. So if you're a listener, a fan, or if you're a podcaster yourself, definitely go check out the live stream. I'll put a link in the show notes. Definitely worthwhile. So having said that, let me just give a quick shout out to some of the podcasts in my playlist these days. I'm always kind of cycling around and checking out new ones, but there are a few that I come back to and I listen to on a regular basis. The first one I'll mention is Moderate Rebels. And I think to keep things simple, I'll just use their little Twitter blurb. So Moderate Rebels is a political podcast and video show hosted by journalists Max Blumenthal and Benjamin Norton, reporting on the permanent war state. So yeah, really great interviews, never disappointing. Then there's Media Roots Radio, an anti-imperialist journalism project reporting outside party lines. And that is hosted by siblings Robbie and Abby Martin. Of course, Abby has done lots of great reporting from Venezuela. She's got another show called The Empire Files. She just made a film called Gaza Fights for Freedom. Just amazing activism, amazing work. And while we're on the subject of sibling-hosted podcasts, I would be remiss if I didn't mention one of my all-time faves, Radio Dispatch, a daily left-wing political radio show hosted by Sibs Molly and John Neffel. Appearing in Rolling Stone, The Nation, MSNBC, Salon. Okay, so they might want to update their Twitter since they're no longer producing daily episodes and have shifted to weekly. But I really love these guys. I've been listening to their show forever. I always appreciate their analysis. They talk about a wide range of subjects. It sometimes can be a bit New York centric, but overall, really just great work by these guys. And just one more, I'd like to mention quickly, one that I recently discovered, is the Left Pocket Project, bringing you the history of leftists of color one swipe at a time. So this podcast really hooked me with their episode on Castro's History Will Absolve Me speech, which was quite interesting. And I really can't wait to get into more episodes.
Hey.
Okay, so I'm going to switch up to the Caribbean now, St. Thomas specifically, which is part of the U.S. Virgin Islands and where I got started podcasting. So, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, what I wanted to do with the podcast is go beyond the tropical paradise postcard image of the island and try to understand some of the island's culture and history. And as it turns out, one of my most popular posts, one of my most popular episodes was on Queen Kazaya, a bambula dancer and coal worker who led a successful strike on the island in 1892 after an unfair pay reduction. Now, in its 15th year, the annual Dollar for Dollar Culture and History Tour was established by Aisha Morris with support from Dharmanifa Cooper and Jawe David to honor and commemorate Queen Kazaya and the coal workers. This year, of course, the event was held online and featured a documentary that you'll definitely want to check out. Really interesting. It's got bambula dancing, drumming, reenactments of the strike, and of course, narration from a tour guide throughout helps you really get a sense of what things were really like for these St. Thomian coal workers. The doc is about 40 minutes. I'll put a link in the show notes, and I'm also updating my original post to include it. Special thanks to Dharmanifa Cooper for posting that to the Travelog Media Forum.
Because it reminds me that these people were people who were related to many of us.
That's right.
And so I want to call some names of some coal workers that lived in this area and in Kongensgada area. James Lucas.
Ashe.
Anne Fleming.
Ashe.
John Williams.
Ashe.
Emily Dennery.
Ashe.
Adam Gibbs.
Ashe.
Catherine Foy.
Ashe.
John James Benjamin.
Ashe.
Alexander Rail.
Ashe.
Johannes Williams.
Ashe.
Esther Richard.
Ashe.
Madeline William.
Ashe.
Francis Delone.
Ashe.
Annalise Peterson.
Ashe.
Anne Milliner.
Ashe.
Adelaide Roberts.
Ashe.
James Roberts.
Ashe.
On International Podcast Day, I would like to acknowledge Jason of Travelog Media, a fine young man, mighty fine indeed. Jason is a multi-talented New Earth creationist from my perspective. And I say that because it's easy to tell, because he ends each show with walk tall and live free. Que todo sea amor. Thank you, Jason.
And thank you, kind caller, for the very uplifting words. It's always good to hear from listeners. And to that end, I have a call-in number for anyone who wants to call in with comments, questions, suggestions, ideas, insights, epiphanies. Please don't hesitate to leave a message. The number is 303-731-6104. 303-731-6104. 1-800-273-8104. And I will do my utmost to work that into the show. All right. So since I moved to Guatemala more than 3 years ago and began trying to unravel the web of confusion that can only come from having grown up in the U.S., I've learned a few things about how the empire has operated and continues to operate, not only here in Guatemala, but all throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. And there's really quite a lot to process, honestly. But because it is International Podcast Day, I'll spare all the horrific details for now, just to keep things on a celebratory note. Suffice it to say that there are tidal waves of information we have to make sense of, much of which has absolutely nothing to do with reality. So you see all this and you wonder how any conscious thinking person even stands a chance. And this is exactly why it's so important, not just to have independent anti-war, anti-imperialist media outlets like the Gray Zone, like Mint Press News, like Venezuela Analysis, but even media networks. That's right, media networks. This is what I am proposing we have more of. And at this point, you might be screaming, yeah, but what about Telesur? Yes, Telesur, absolutely. I am grateful for the incredible work they do. But we can't just kick back and relax. So if you're a podcaster, if you're a YouTuber, if you're a streamer, a journalist, what have you, let's link up on this International Podcast Day. You can find me on most of the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just started a TikTok, for crying out loud. I'm on Discord, Travelogue Media Network. So if you don't know what that is, don't worry about it. If you do know what that is, let's hook up there and let's start it. Let's get this rolling. Let's get this independent media network or multiple networks. We need to think big. Go big or go home. That's what it's about. So, I'd love to hear from you. We really need strong, independent voices in media, in all kinds of media. Videos, music, photography, whatever it is you do, we need this creative output at this time when everyone is kind of dampened by this pandemia, which has I think been a distraction, and there are a lot of things that we need to be paying attention to. So, let's do it. Let's do this. Okay, people, so that's going to do it for this International Podcast Day 2020 edition of Travelog Media. Music by Robero. Please follow, like, share, subscribe on social media. Remember the hashtag International Podcast Day. Join up with the Travelog Media Network on Discord. Don't forget to check out some of the cool merch available from Teespring. I've got t-shirts, COVID masks, and other cool stuff. Help support the channel. You can find the link to that in the show notes. New episodes are available twice monthly. Spanish language episodes first Friday, English language episodes third Thursday. Thanks so much for stopping by. Until next time, que todo sea amor, walk tall, live free.